आसा बरी
अलका समांत
Hi, this is Sejal.
Hello, good evening everyone. This is Gargi Suptankar. Could you please mute your phone? So we're going to start the parent conference today. And I welcome all of you. So I would recommend that you mute the phone, please. And so last week, we learned that, you know, mind management is a set of skills that helps us understand and access all areas of the mind. We looked at the conscious mind and the subconscious mind, and we looked at how mind management plays a role in this. So we get a lot of input. Our kids get a lot of input from the media, the society, our family, outside world, and the five senses to the conscious mind. And then once you get that input in the conscious mind, you know, if you don't process and filter that information, those become your repetitive thoughts, words, and actions. And what mind management does is it filters those thoughts, words, and actions, because all that information is going to the subconscious mind. And so whatever is initially happening in the subconscious mind is actually the reactions that we're going to get in terms of circumstances, are the habits and behaviors that our children are going to learn and display. So if we want our children's behaviors to be and habits to be super positive, and we learned what super positive was last week as well. Super positive is, super positive thoughts are those thoughts that are, you know, beneficial to us and everyone around us. The more compassionate, the more kind thoughts are the super positive thoughts. So we are trying through this program to increase the super positive mindset of our kids. And that's why we give all these mind management strategies to the kids. Those are exercises to build compassion and kindness in them. Okay? So those are our super positive thoughts. And we are teaching them constantly in class how to increase their super positive thoughts, words, and actions. And we do this through certain mind management exercises. And we're going to cover two main exercises today, the well-wishing strategy and also the internal communication. The internal communication is more for parents. The well-wishing strategy is both for students and parents. And then we will also touch the power breathing or the super positive affirmation. So we'll start with the well-wishing strategy. So the well-wishing strategy is basically, you know, an exercise which focuses on improving relationships with other people. And it focuses on an individual person, or you could do it for every person you see. And the strategy involves repeating this affirmation in your head: I wish you a happy, healthy, peaceful, successful, and safe life. So let's do this we'll start this exercise with our very close person, okay? So we're going to start this exercise with somebody who's really close to us. And then we will do the exercise for somebody that we don't know, like, you know, other people around us. And then we will do it for a challenging person. And then we'll look at examples of how this strategy was used and kind of touch up a little bit on the science of how this strategy works. Okay, so we'll first we'll practice and we'll look at a case study and then we'll look at the science. I would really request everyone to mute their phone so we can really, do this in the best possible way for everyone. And if you have any questions, we have some time at the end of class. So I would like for you to visualize your child or a person really close to you, your loved one, and in your head, look at their smiling face. And then repeat, I wish you a happy, healthy, peaceful, successful, and safe life. So repeat this 5 times for your child or anybody really close to you. I wish you a happy, healthy, peaceful, successful, and safe life. I wish you a happy, healthy, peaceful, successful, and safe life. Now you're going to repeat the affirmation, the well-wishing strategy. I wish you a happy, healthy, peaceful, successful, and safe life for, you know, people that you see, like people that you are seeing around you. Now you could do that in a grocery store or even when you are waiting in traffic. You could do it at that time. Just say, wish you a happy, healthy, peaceful, successful, and safe life. Okay, you're going to say it for each single person that you see. It could be, if you're at home right now, you're going to just do it for people you see at home. Just repeat it for every person you're seeing. Keep repeating it over and over. I wish you a happy, healthy, peaceful, successful, and safe life. Say the person's name. I mean, not in this case, no, but in general, you can say their name. Okay, now you're going to say it for a person who is really challenging in your life, a person who you would like to improve relationships with, or even a person who you really don't like and, you know, it's been tough and it's not really easy for you to think good about them. I want you to pick that person and think of one good thing about that person. It could be a quality that they have. Or it could be something good that they've done for you in the past. Or if they haven't done anything good for you still, just look at their smiling face and say this for them. I wish you a happy, healthy, peaceful, successful, and safe life. Visualize that person, a very challenging person, and then look at their smiling face. Can you please put your phone on mute? People who have joined in late, it's really disturbing when the voice echoes. I would really suggest you put your phone on mute. I wish you a happy, healthy, peaceful, successful, and safe life. Okay, you're going to repeat that for that person. Over and over, a person who's been challenging. Think of one good thing about that person and keep repeating the affirmation while looking at their smiling face. I wish you a happy, healthy, peaceful, successful, and safe life. And then slowly open your eyes. Now you're probably wondering, what is this going to do? And how is this, you know, how is this helpful to me or my child? Well, let's look at some case studies and then I'll explain the science behind it, okay? So the first case study is about a boy who, you know, had to deal with a tough kid at school. And that boy came home and told his mom that he didn't want to be go to that class because there was a kid who used to say mean things to him, and he didn't feel like going back to that class. So he learned about the well-wishing strategy, and his mom told him that if you do this well-wishing strategy for that person who's bullying you, then you know you would be able to change the situation around. So like everybody else, this boy was reluctant in the beginning because this. He couldn't think of something positive about the other person. And to repeat something kind like the well-wishing strategy for that other person seemed really impossible. But his mom explained the science to him. And she told him that if he tries it wholeheartedly and consistently, it will make a difference. So the boy decided to give it a try. And this is a true story. This boy actually comes to our character development classes. His mom has also been like a student of Jivan Vidya. So, you know, she encouraged him to do it. And you can all encourage your kids to do this, to do the well-wishing strategy. So this boy decided to do it wholeheartedly. In the beginning, he said in his interview, in the beginning it was really hard for him and he was very reluctant, but he did it every night. He used to picture that of the person's face, the kid's face who was troubling him, and smile and do the well-wishing strategy. I wish him a happy, healthy, peaceful, successful, and safe life. So he did it like 8 to 9 times, and he made sure that it was the last thought that entered his mind before he went to sleep. Now that ties into the subconscious mind, which you learned last week, that the subconscious mind is very receptive just before you go to sleep because the conscious mind is relaxing. So that's the time he was thinking good thoughts about that person at school, that kid at school. And he did it for about 10 days. So in the beginning of the week, it was really hard for him. But as time went on, by the end of the week, it got a little easier and his anger kind of melted away. So in the beginning, he was feeling very angry towards his kid. But the more he did the well-wishing strategy, his anger became less. And he felt really cool about it. Like, it didn't bother him. These were his words. He said, my anger went away after a week, and it didn't bother me what this kid was doing. And so after 2 weeks, he kept on doing the well-wishing strategy every time before he went to bed, and also every time he thought about the kid or he saw the kid. He did it in his head. He didn't say anything else to the kid. He just did the strategy. And by the after 2 weeks, he said the kid didn't even bother him. Like, he had left him alone because probably his positive thoughts have vibration. Like, not probably, definitely, all our thoughts have vibration. So when you're thinking super positive thoughts about someone over and over, A, your body language changes. you become more relaxed and your thought vibrations reach that person subconsciously. And we look at this in the science, but I'm just kind of touching it now. So basically, after 2 weeks, that boy stopped bothering him, but he continued to do the well-wishing strategy because now he was enjoying doing it for that person. Like, he saw the benefits, that his anger went away, that kid stopped bothering him. So he kept on doing it. And I think after a few weeks, something amazing happened. So he was in a math class, this kid who was doing the well-wishing strategy, and the other boy who had been bullying him was also in the same class. And the boy who was doing the strategy, let's call him TN, actually solved the math problem. And the other boy, let's call him E actually stood up and clapped for him. And TN was surprised that somebody who was calling him mean names actually stood up and clapped for him and gave him a compliment. He said, you're really good at math. And TN was surprised. But then when his mom explained the science to him of why this was happening, he realized that it was his own good thoughts towards that other person that had brought about this result. And so now we will go into the science, and then we will look at another case study, which will be applicable for, this was the one that's applicable for kids. The other one will be applicable for adults also. So for you guys as well, who deal with adults. So the science behind it is that we learned last week that our subconscious mind is connected to the subconscious mind of others. And our thoughts have vibrations. So you can probably, relate to this. So you walk into a room and you feel uncomfortable around certain people and you feel really good about certain people, even though you don't know them. Or this, you might have experienced this in your life. And it's because of the thought vibrations that they have and you have. If you and the other person have similar kind of thoughts, you connect to them. And if you don't, you feel uncomfortable or neutral. You know, you don't feel like associating with them. So when we are thinking super positive thoughts, we become connected to everyone around us in a subconscious way positively, and everybody starts liking us. So our thought vibrations reach everyone, even though we are not talking to them or doing anything, even though we are away from them, you still connect to them in a super positive way. And so when you have a conflict with someone, for example, in this case, there was a bullying case, the person who was being bullied, A, was able to replace their thoughts of anger with super positive thoughts, which made them feel better and made them feel stronger. And B, they were also sending those super positive thoughts to the person who was bullying them. So that person got connected to them subconsciously in a positive way. Now, this takes practice and effort and patience and perseverance. And the boy did it. And he got the results. It doesn't happen overnight, but if you do it consistently, wholeheartedly, and, you know, with patience, you will get the results. So that's the science behind it. A, you're replacing your negative thoughts with super positive thoughts because, you know, you're thinking good things about everyone in this situation, yourself and the other person. B, you are connecting to the other person in a positive way subconsciously. So you're improving your relationship with them. So that is the first case. And this, we have several case studies like this. I'm just giving you this case study for an example from a child's perspective. Now, from an adult perspective, there was a supervisor there was a person who had a really tough supervisor at work who used to kind of, you know, make it difficult for her to go to work every day. And so she decided, she had come to this course on Jivan Vidya mind management, and this was the strategy that was given to her. So for the first week, she could not even think of her boss in a positive way. She's like, I'm not going to do this. I mean, I dislike him so much, it's impossible for me to go to work. So the instructor told her the strategy is free. Instead of making yourself miserable, you have an option to make yourself happier. So why don't you give it a try? And it's not going to cost you any extra time. You just have to replace your thoughts towards your supervisor. So what she did was she tried to think of good things about her supervisor or anything good that had ever happened between them. And she focused on that, and she started doing the strategy as many times as she could, every time she saw her supervisor and every time she thought about her supervisor, and especially before she slept and while she was driving to work. She said her supervisor's name, and then she said, "I wish you a happy, healthy, peaceful, successful, and safe life." The more she said it, her thoughts of anger and anxiety to go to work and frustration were replaced by super positive thoughts of good wishes for her boss. And so the more she did it, the more she felt good about going to work. And so she did it every day. I think it was after 6 months. And, you know, the better she felt, the more she did it. So after 6 months, she called the instructor and she said, "My boss actually called me in his office. And this was like something unbelievable, but he gave me a promotion and we kind of talked. And then we connected and he told me about his, his difficult childhood and why he was so stressed out all the time and why he was so uptight, and kind of opened up to me. And then after that, we became really good friends." So you connect to people in a super positive way with this strategy. And it's my strong belief that if all the kids in schools learn this strategy, we would not have bullying in this country or any other country. If kids are taught this strategy to change their thoughts towards other person in a super positive way, A, we would prevent bullying, and B, we would totally eliminate it. So this is like a really powerful strategy, and I've explained the science and the case studies. So our next strategy is kind of especially for parents, and it's called internal communication. So all of us have kids, and all of us sometimes, especially when we don't see the behavior that we want to see, tend to get mad or upset with our child, and we say a lot of negative words or think negative thoughts about them. So this internal communication is about improving our inner dialogue about our own kids. So the first thing that we need to do is we need to make a list of everything good that our kids are doing and look at that list every single day. And so we're replacing thoughts of anxiety or anger or frustration with thoughts of gratitude for our child. So make a list of all the good qualities in your child and the behavior that you want to improve. Especially for those preteen adolescent parents, remember it's a normal phase of life, and kids that are going through adolescence are trying to become more independent. So they're not trying to make life hard for you, but they're actually going through a very normal phase emotionally. So it's just be grateful for that your child is normal, and celebrate that phase. And then think of all the good things that your child is doing and make a list of it and carry that list around you, with you. And then the internal communication is, along with the well-wishing strategy, you say all the good adjectives for your child. So some of the phrases that you can choose, and I'm going to read out some that I've made up, but you can choose these, or you can make your own, which has only positive words in it, or the words are such words that you want your child to do more. So instead of focusing on what you don't want your child to do, you should focus on what you want your child to do. So you are brave, kind, smart, and divine. You are improving in all areas of your life. You are becoming better and better every day. Your goodness is shining through. You are becoming healthier, stronger, more intelligent, more compassionate, more focused, more thankful. And you do this especially while your child is sleeping, because like I said, your subconscious and their subconscious is really receptive right before they go to sleep. So if you have younger kids and you put them to, you're like taking them to bed, you can do it internally when they're sleeping or just about to go to sleep. You can do the well-wishing strategy, wish you a happy, healthy, peaceful, successful, and safe life, and then say some of these phrases with all your, emotions in it, or just before they're waking up. If you have older kids, like if you have teenagers or kind of young adults, you could still do it from your room. You don't have to go in their room and do it. You could do it from your room while they're sleeping. It'll still reach them. Okay? Your subconscious is connected no matter how far away you are. The best way to do it is every time you think of your child, every time you see your child, every time you communicate with your child over the phone or through email or text. And also, you have to do it throughout the day, not just once or twice. The more you do it with focus, the more improvement you're going to see in your child. Make sure that you, avoid talking anything negative about your child to your spouse. So think of all the good things they've done and reinforce these over and over and over. Treat your child with love. If you see a behavior that you don't like, simply tell them what you would like for them to do. For example, if they're watching TV and you would like for them to do your homework, just say it one time. I would really appreciate it if you could turn the TV off and come do your homework. If they don't listen, go in the other room and start your internal communication. So you can go in the other room and say in your own head, you're becoming more conscientious and focused on your homework. You are, turning off the TV, going to your room and doing your homework. Say it in your head over and over and over. Or if you have a child who you would like to have healthier food habits, present them the healthy food. If they refuse it, just tell them, you know, this is healthy for you. It's going to make you grow into a stronger and healthier person. Say it one time. And then every time you do your well-wishing strategies, just say you are improving. You're improving in all areas of your life. You're becoming a healthier person. You're making healthier food choices. Whatever you want them to do, tell them one time, and then repeat it in your head over and over and over when you see them or when you think about them. Avoid having anything else in your mind and look at your list every day. Look at all the good things that they're doing, all the achievements that they have, all their good qualities, and add to that list every day. The more you do it, the more improvement you'll see in your child. Let me give you two case studies. One that was recently, actually happened recently, and it was shared on the teleconference by a parent. And the other one is a little like few years ago. So the one that was recent was shared by a parent whose son is 15 years old. He's in high school, and the parent lives in San Diego. And the child just, everything that, you know, the parents tried to tell their son, he would argue about. Like, they wanted him to make, they were making some college decisions, and whatever they were trying to suggest to him, he just wouldn't listen to them. So the mom started the internal communication, so did the dad. So they decided to stop arguing with him, and they kept saying that you're becoming a better person every day, you're improving in all areas of your life. You're becoming more agreeable with us. You're becoming a better listener. Whatever they wanted him to do, they were starting to say that more internally. They made a list of all the good things he was doing, focused on those. And, you know, when he was on the computer and he was going on a chat or other things when he was not supposed to, instead of telling him loudly, the mom would say, I'm so thankful that you are focused on your work. I'm so thankful that you are, you know, and you don't focus on what they're not doing. You focus on what they are doing. So she kept internally telling him whatever he was, what she wanted him to do. And after a few weeks of this internal communication, she did it every time she thought of him. She did it every time she saw him in the house. She did it every time there was any kind of, thoughts or actions associated with the son. And so did the dad. And they stopped arguing with him. And they did this internally. After a few weeks, the son started coming to them and communicating with them more openly. He told them what, was going on in his mind, what issues he had. And whatever he told them, he and they agreed on. And his arguing became less. He was more open to them. So they saw the big change in them. The other example happened a few years ago in India. A girl was also in 10th grade. Her exams were coming up, but she would not study. She would watch TV. And her mom was concerned because she would not study. So she started doing the internal communication again. She told her daughter one time, can you please turn off the TV and do your homework? The daughter did not listen. She stopped arguing and retelling her, She went to her room and she started doing the internal communication. She said, you are becoming more conscientious and focused on your homework. You are working hard to make, you know, to be really successful in your exams. And after 3-4 weeks of doing this constantly and consistently and wholeheartedly, mind you, all the time, whenever she thought of her daughter, whenever she saw her daughter, whenever she had anything to do with her daughter, even before she spoke about her daughter to her husband, she did the internal communication. And after a few weeks, her daughter turned off the TV by herself and went to her room and studied. So you're probably wondering, like, you're probably thinking, how is this strategy working so strongly? So if you look at the science, our subconscious mind is very, very powerful. It's connected on one side to the conscious mind, on the other side to the universal energy. And everybody's subconscious mind is connected. So when you're thinking consistently in a positive way about somebody, you send that positive energy to them, and it reaches their subconscious mind. And they automatically give you a super positive reaction. So you are just getting a good reaction from them based on your action, which is your super positive thoughts towards them. So it's a very simple science. It's a science of thought vibrations. The more positive vibrations we send to our children, the better vibrations you're going to get back from them, the better responses and reactions you're going to get back from them. The most important thing with these strategies is you have to do it wholeheartedly, consistently, and with patience. So remember, all the time, every time you think of your child, every time you see your child, you have to do it with focus. And the other thing is you have to have patience. So you have to also make sure that you, you know, are always looking at your list of everything good your child is doing. You're always making sure you're using only positive words when you talk about your child with your spouse, or you're not complaining to anybody about your child. So make sure you are doing these things. And when you see the positive reactions from your child, make sure you celebrate them. And the more you celebrate, the more success you're going to have with your child. So this is for something for you to try and do with your child. And then you can share your responses or your experiences with us on the conference, so you can kind of inspire other parents to do it. If you have any questions, you can always ask us and we can help you one-on-one. So for the first step, I'm going to repeat, is make a list of all the good qualities, add to that list every day, write down your internal communication dialogue, specify the qualities you want your child to improve. For example, focus, if you want them to become more focused, if you want them to become more conscientious, if you want them to become more polite, write those qualities down and add them to your internal communication. And also keep doing it consistently and wholeheartedly. The last strategy we're going to cover is the super positive affirmations. This is a generic strategy for everyone. The most important word in this strategy is all. And this strategy is for you and the kids as well. It increases compassion in the kids and also you. So the more you do it, subconscious mind receives whatever you do habitually. So if you're habitually thinking consciously super positive thoughts, you know, you are going to send that input to your subconscious mind, and the subconscious mind is going to react. It's going to, whatever you're asking for all is going to come to you first. So the super positive affirmation is healthy life for all, happy life for all, peaceful life for all, successful life for all, and safe life for all. If you keep saying it over and over and over, if you notice all the words in there are positive, and it becomes super positive because you're asking, you're wishing for it all. Super positive is defined as any thought, word, and action which is beneficial for us and everyone around us. So if you keep repeating it over and over and over, it's going to go in your subconscious. We tell the kids to do this before bed because, again, the subconscious mind is very receptive right before bedtime. So before bedtime, make sure you don't show your kids any TV or anything that is not super positive. It has to be super positive. Make sure they're doing the super positive affirmation before bed. If you can do it with them, that'll be awesome, because that'll create more, super positive energy in the house because you're all doing it together. So if you do it before bedtime as a family, that's awesome. And then you can do it at multiple times throughout the day. You can make a chart on when you can do super positive affirmations. If you do it, it's going to boost it for your child as well because they're going to see you do it, so it's going to help them do it more. So this is a generic affirmation. Again, it's based on the science of the mind. It's based on thought replacement. You're replacing thoughts of fear, anxiety, anger, anything negative with super positive thoughts. You're increasing compassion and kindness in your kids because they're thinking positively about all. They're naturally going to increase the compassion in them. So you're building those compassionate and kindness qualities in them through this affirmation. And so if you have any questions about these strategies, please, like I said, let us know. We will be repeating this, a parent conference every month, same conference. So it'll be revision for people who have already attended, and also it'll help people who are new to learn these every month. And we will also add more strategies to the call. So if you have any questions, we have a few minutes. Please ask me questions. Any questions?
I have one question.
Yes, go ahead.
So if the person who actually does not believe in this, we want something good about him, and we want him to think like the same way which you explained, what can we do?
So if there is a person who doesn't believe in this, you can just continue. You don't have to focus on the fact that he doesn't believe it. You just continue to say in your head, saying that, you know, he's becoming more super positive. He's, supporting, whatever I'm doing. Or you just, continue to do what you need to do without any expectation. And the more you increase your super positive affirmation, whoever is around you, they'll automatically support you in it. So replace your mind with the fact that they don't believe in it and focus on the super positive affirmation itself. You can also say that the person is becoming more super positive. The person is being really supportive. I'm thankful that they're becoming supportive to me to increase the super positive thinking in our family. You could say that instead of saying, they don't believe it. Because the more you say it, the more you're actually feeding that, you're making it cement concrete that they're not believing it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Thank you.
Okay. All right. You're welcome. Any other questions? The more questions you ask, the more it'll help everyone, I think. Just understand if you have any questions about the science.
Hi, Gargi. I have one question.
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, so I don't know if I can frame it correctly, but let's say you gave an example of the college kid who was trying to prepare to get admission to a college, and the parents wanted to do one thing, the kid wasn't listening to them, and then they started praying. So in this case, let's say the kid was right, and he knew better what he wanted, which college he wanted to go, and what he wanted to do in future, and the parents had their ideas. So maybe the kid was right. In that case, how do we change the strategy to get the right thing for the kid?
So remember, the parents were not saying that he's only listening to our decision. They were saying I wish him a happy, healthy, peaceful, successful, and safe life. He's becoming more agreeable because the parents were actually trying to reduce the arguments in the house. And they were trying to get him to understand their point of view. So what they were saying, they were not saying he has to go to my college. Remember, at the end of the whole, you know, after them doing the strategy, he became more open with them. He explained to them his issues, and they came to a compromise. So, you know, your question is right. We are not making people do what we want. We're just trying to improve our communication with them. So there's more peace in the house. So in that case, he explained to them what, you know, his side of the story was. And because they were able to, they were doing the well-wishing strategy and the internal communication, they were able to understand his point of view. And he was able to understand their point of view. So in the end, everybody won. They all came to a decision which everybody was happy about. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah. Maybe I missed that part when you said that, you know, they didn't want him to do what they wanted. But yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. Thank
yeah,
you.
They were. He wanted to go. He wanted to apply for medicine. And what they were saying was, he should try all. He should keep his doors open and try multiple schools, not just one school. And I think they came to a common compromise where they were able to kind of listen to each other. They were able to understand his perspective, and he was able to understand their perspective. And in the end, they all came to an agreeable decision. That's what it was. He wanted to apply for medicine. And he just wanted to apply to, I think, one college, and they were saying, just keep your doors open. And that's, then they all came to a common, you know, decision. That's what happened. So we don't change the person. We just change our relationship with them. So whatever we are saying and whatever they are saying, we understand each other better. And whatever happens, happens for the best of both of us when we start improving our internal communication. Does that make sense?
Yes, I agree. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. So the most important thing up with the well-wishing strategy and the internal communication is you don't change people. You change your relationship with people. So the boss, like the well-wishing strategy where that lady was having a tough time with her boss might not have changed as a person, but the boss changed towards her. He stopped being mean to her because her attitude towards him changed. So our relationship with the other person improves. There is more peace in the house or the relationship. We are able to understand the other person better, and they're able to understand us better. And we start agreeing with each other more because of that. That's what happens with the well-wishing strategy and the internal communication. And everybody does what's best for each other in that situation. And you will understand it more when you practice it more. Yes. Any other questions?
Yeah. Hi. I have a question. Now, this well-wishing strategy, does the effect get reversed when you say stop it for some other reason? Say you're well-wishing someone, you know, I mean, suppose you're having a difficult relationship with your boss, and you start using this well-wishing strategy, and for some reason or the other, it might happen that you stop or something. So does the relationship reverse or change, or it just continues to be positive?
No, very good question. So to continue the positive relationship, you have to continue the well-wishing strategy. When you stop using it, you might go back to your past or negative relationship. So many people who have stopped using the well-wishing strategy, they start seeing like a negative change in the relationship again. And they're like, why is this happening? So you have to use it continuously to get the results. It's not like a one-time thing, like you do it and then it stops and it changes forever. You have to continuously do it for you to see the results. It's not a very good question, yes. So it's actually, you have to make it part of your thinking. And that's why we teach kids to do the well-wishing strategy for strangers, for people in their home. So it becomes a habit. And when it becomes a habit, you do it for everyone. We don't want you to just do it when you have a problem. We want you to make it a lifelong habit, even with your kids. Don't just do it till they start behaving better. Do it throughout your life for them. So, you know, you bring out the best in them all the time. It's like saying you don't just brush your teeth when you have a, you know, a dental issue. You brush it every day to keep your teeth healthy and clean. It's the same way. If we want to keep our life happy and peaceful and safe and successful, we have to do these strategies all the time. It's, you don't just take shower when you're dirty. You take it every day to keep yourself clean. It's the same with this strategy. You don't just exercise when, you know, you're trying to lose weight. You exercise every day to maintain a healthy weight. And it's the same with this.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for clarifying this.
You're welcome.
Because sometimes, I mean, I've seen this. I mean, there are some difficult people. So I've seen this change that sometimes I just get very tired in the night. So usually before going to bed, I start saying the well-wishing strategies. And one or two days, it has happened when I've been very tired that I just stop, you know, doing well-wishing. And you can see a subtle change in the person. So that's why I wanted to ask this question.
Yes, thank you for sharing that. So it has to be continuous and habitual, yes. Like when you stop brushing your teeth, your dentist is going to say what happened. You know, your gums are not looking as healthy. You got to brush again. It's the same with the well-wishing strategy. You got to do it. It's like mental flossing or mental shower. Any other questions? All right, so we're going to, stop here. And then if you have any other questions, please, send them to me. Most of you have my contact information or Prachi's contact information, so you can send it to both of us. And also, we need to give you the website information for Jeevan Vidya Center, so you can go look it up. So if you want to write it down, I can give it to you. It's actually www.jeevanvidya.us. So it's spelled J as in joy, E as in elephant, E as in elephant, V as in victory, A as in apple, N as in Nancy, V as in victory, I as in ink, D as in David, Y as in yellow, A as in apple, .us. www.jeevanvidya.us. And you can check all our details on this site. If you're new to this, you can check out the information on all the activities that are going on. And like I said, this conference, parent conference, is going to repeat every month. So anything that if you want to come, you know, revise, you can more than welcome, or we can also keep it for people who are new. So thank you so much for taking your time today and attending the conference. And I look forward to hearing from you and seeing you more, okay? Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gandhi. That was great information. Thank you.
Thank you, Gandhi. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.